Well, I'm delighted to say joining us on the line is the disco diva from the 70s. It's the gorgeous Tina Charles. Are you there, Tina?
I am. I certainly am, just about.
So you're not feeling too well this morning, then?
No, I think I ate a dodgy fish and chips last night.
Did you really?
But I'm fine. I'm fine now. I'm okay. And good morning, all right.
Good morning,
everybody.
Listen, thanks for joining us, Tina. We really appreciate it. I think I must have run you about 30 times. I didn't want to get arrested for stalking or anything like that.
No,
but thanks for calling
of
back.
Not.
So dodgy fish and chips. Last
I think night. So. I'm not sure. I just feel a bit, you know, sick.
You don't feel right.
No, but I'm fine to talk to you now.
Right, lovely to have you on the show. So the first question, I suppose, Tina, is: have you ever been to the Isle of Sheppey? You have?
Yes, I used to drive down there.
Did you?
A friend of mine lived there years ago in the 70s.
Wow, there you go. See, that's where we are. We've got a new bridge now, so you can come and visit us.
Oh,
it's a lot easier to get here now, Tina.
How long does it take from London?
Oh, let's see. About an hour?
Oh, not too far.
Yeah, then. It's easy. Yeah, if you can get in the car now, I'll see you in a couple of hours. Now, Tina, I was watching this new show, The River, this detective series, and of course, the first episode featured heavily your great song from 76. How did that all come about?
I have no idea. I was watching Lewis.
Oh, really?
I didn't even know.
They didn't tell you?
No, I was watching Lewis on the other side, and my phone went and my Facebook was binging, and I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So I carried on watching the end of Lewis, and then I'd already recorded it on my Sky Plus.
Oh, right, so you were planning to watch River anyway?
Yes, I was planning to watch it because I saw in the paper it said it was a good new drama.
Yeah.
So when I finished Lewis, I put it on and was like, whoa.
Wow, yeah, I mean, it was brilliant. It kicked in. My wife and I watched it. We went, oh, what a great song. I've forgotten all about this song.
I know.
Then, of course, everything blew up. Everyone's ringing you and saying, Tina, Tina, Tina.
You're on the telly, and I didn't take any notice until after.
Yeah.
Well, I watched it like later.
And it wasn't just a little feature of the song. I mean, they really featured it heavily, didn't they?
They certainly did, yes.
Yeah. So, and of course, second week was the Nolans, sisters. And then the third week, nothing. It's a big disappointment.
I know, I think everyone thinks, well, I thought it would be because I knew it wasn't going to be featured because it was sort of the featured song of that one.
That's right.
But then, actually, I haven't watched the last one, so I've got that on Sky Plus.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't feature anything on that one.
No.
Oh.
So, of course it's a great song, and it just brought sort of the memories back for everyone hearing the song. Back in the day, I was reading that your tour manager was your brother, Warren. Did he get on your nerves?
Warren, yes, actually, he's about to turn up today.
Is he really?
Yes, he was very instrumental in my career in the beginning.
Yeah. Did you get on quite well on the tour?
Oh, yes, of course we did. We still do.
Oh,
all these years later.
Oh, that's good. So Warren's on his way today. Hopefully he didn't have the fish and chips of you last night.
No, and I'm not having... Well, he's supposed to be coming for lunch, but I don't think I'm going to be eating anything today.
Dry toast.
Yes, that's what the doctor once told me.
That's right. Now, your first solo single back in 1969 featured the then unknown on the piano, Elton John. Is that true?
That's right. Well, no, he was singing.
Yeah. Oh, he was singing as well, was he?
Yeah, he sang on it. You can hear him very, very distinguished. You can tell it's his voice singing in the background.
Yeah, so what was he like then, back then?
Very shy.
Oh, really?
Unbelievably so, because I started working with him when I was 13, I think.
Yeah.
In the old Tin Pan Alley, doing demos and things. And he used to come in and just sit there and hardly say a word.
Yeah, really? Very shy. He's the opposite to that now, isn't he?
Oh, God, yes.
you still keep in touch with him, do you?
I did up until a while ago, and then, I mean, I moved to Caterham in Surrey a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I became a little bit of a recluse, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't want to go to showbiz parties, and, you know, it wasn't for me. It still isn't, really.
No, fair enough. And I was watching your clip on the two Ronnies back in, you were 16, weren't you, when you first appeared with them?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Absolutely. And I found an old script, funnily enough, the other day in the drawer, which I would have had a script for every single one of that series, and apparently it's worth quite a bit of money now.
Oh, I bet it is, yeah. And what was it like working with the two Ronnies? Good fun, I should
think. Oh, they were great. They were really nice people.
Yeah, brilliant.
Very nice, and their wives were also very nice. Ronnie Barker's wife was extremely mumsy.
Yeah.
And Ronnie Corbett's wife was very showbiz. So.
Oh, really? She's quite tall, isn't she, Ronnie Corbett's wife?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, he's short, she's tall. Now, you're appearing at the Jazz Cafe Sunday the 17th of January, the Great British Radio Reunion, is that right?
Yes, that's right. I'm just doing a quick sort of appearance.
Oh, that'd be a good night.
It'll be a good night because it's all good friends from the old days, all the old DJs and people I knew from the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
So it should be fun. I like a party.
Well, thanks for joining us, Tina. It's been lovely talking to you. We'll carry on watching River. Are they going to feature any more of your songs later on in the series?
I have no idea. I didn't even know they were going to feature that one.
I love the fact that you were watching Lewis on the other channel.
I was.
Totally, yes. Oblivious.
I was oblivious to the whole thing.
Oh, that's brilliant. Tina, listen, bless you for joining us, especially if you're not feeling so well, and really appreciate that. Well, we look forward to seeing you on the Isle of Sheppey maybe one day again.
Lovely, yes. Love to come and join you in your studio.
Thanks, Tina.
Thank you very much, Doug.
See you later.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.